Politics, sports, entertainment? Yeah, we've got that. It's WKOK Sunrise on News Radio 1070 WKOK and WKOK.com.
And thank you so much for joining us and up to KOK Sunrise. Rob Sanders on the other side of the glass. He's clackety-clacking away already, so we know he's getting ready to do the podcast to make sure that our archive is up on the WKOK podcast page as soon as our interview is done. All of the interviews are there because of him, so we appreciate his help and hard work. In the studio with us now, we're glad to say pandemic must be waning a little bit because, or no, actually Joe Biden said it was over, so don't tell the hospitals around here. But the John Zaktansky is back. He's in person. He's the Middle Susquehanna River Keeper. He's been by career a journalist, but he's parlayed that into his love of outdoors and educating and just passing on information. Very active blogger, and his podcasts are always up at Middle Susquehanna River Keeper. Keeper.org, and he's with us right now. Welcome aboard, sir.
Yeah, thanks for having me.
Oh, thanks for coming in. I just really think it's fantastic what you're doing, and bad pun, you're just making a big splash around here. Lots and lots of folks know about river keeping and what you're up to and what you've been doing. We just saw you up in Columbia County with had to be hundreds of kids involved in that. What was that?
Yeah, that was a water education day put together by the Columbia County Conservation District, and they had asked me to be involved with that. It's the sixth year for them doing it, the first since the pandemic, and they had 240 eighth graders come in from all the different Columbia County schools, and they rotated through stations, and I was lucky enough to be involved with a station on the American Eel with the Susquehanna River Basin Commission, and we had some music playing, some games going, and a lot of good information for these kids to engage them.
So. All right, and Middle Susquehanna River Keeper, that is your job. You're the sole proprietor of the River Keeper office, minus interns and helps and so on.
Yeah. We're a small nonprofit. We started in 2015. I got involved in 2020, right before the pandemic, and really love what I do. And we cover an 11,000 square mile watershed, everything that washes into the north and west branch of the Susquehanna River, all the way down below Sealands Grove as our territory. So we're constantly looking for new ways to engage people, but also people who want to get involved in different areas of our region to help us spread the word and expand programming.
And constant has to be a key word. I mean, your name pops up all over. You're all over the local tourist bureau puts out an event, and I see you at every other weekend. You're someplace, somewhere, doing something, some classroom, some activity.
Yeah. We've had a very busy summer, and it's a great time to be out on the waterways. And so we've done programming and on the Hiawatha with floating classrooms. We had eight so far this year. We have one more coming up. And we've had our Heron program. We had close to 100 kids all told that were learning about kayaking and fishing, and then tied together with why they should be caring about their waterways and doing things at home to protect their waterways. And wherever we can get involved and spread the word, it's a great way for us to build our grassroots constituency. And then when we get into situations where we need support, then we have support from these people who know that we care about the waterways and we care about them learning about the waterways.
Well, that's it. I mean, you're parlaying what was already a natural interest for you into a career move, and it's an opportunity. You've been at this, what, about 4 years now, I'm going to say?
Since early 2020, right before it was, a month before the pandemic hit and shut everything down, and it was a scary time, you know, jumping into a nonprofit from what I was doing, and then the pandemic hit, so I kind of fell back on doing a lot of what I had done with the paper, writing stories, putting out a blog, interacting with people when we couldn't get together for live events. So we were doing stories on topics such as microplastics that were found in studies by Susquehanna University and smallmouth bass stomachs, all the way through to, you know, here more recently we did a story on salinity when it's wintertime and they put salt on roads. How is that changing the salt content in waterways? And there is some direct connection in certain areas, so we're trying to monitor that, and there's a lot there. There's hundreds of stories. There's, I think, 70-75 podcast episodes now with different people from throughout the area, so that's a big part of what we're doing, just to help raise awareness.
Is that what you're up to, 75 podcasts? I know you're interviewing the best of the best of the people that are involved in a sort of associated sciences and so on, but 75, wow.
Yeah, we're still going strong. I have another one I'll be recording late this week on flathead catfish to wrap up that series. of podcasts we've been doing, and introducing new people involved with different associations. There's a lot of groups out there that do great work, and we're just trying to raise awareness for that. So,
well, in the immediate future, you have some big things coming up, so we got to focus on those. Clean Water Celebration, the biggest event on the near future. So tell us all about it.
Yeah, we're super excited. In October is the 50th anniversary of the National Clean Water Act. It was signed on October 18th of 1972, and it set a whole bunch of important standards for water quality that we still rely on today. So we wanted to kind of celebrate that and some of the headway that have been made in a positive way. It's in Lewisburg the first half of the day, first couple hours from 10 to noon. We're going to be doing a free community-based opportunity where families can kind of come and just kind of walk through. We'll have tables from numerous partners, such as the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership and the Eastern Pennsylvania Coalition of Mine Reclamation with AMD issues and concerns, Maryland Conservancy, Buffalo Creek Watershed Association, and a variety of others with cool hands-on activities. We're going to be looking at it's all at Huffnagel Park for that part, which they've done a lot of really cool work with naturalizing it and improving the floodplain there, right in the middle of town. And the second part of the day, from 12:45 on, we're going to be in the Campus Theater looking at a documentary that just came out of northern New Jersey called American River. And it documents issues along the Passaic River, but there's a lot of major connections between the Passaic and the Susquehanna River. So we're going to watch that together as a group. And then afterwards, we have a panel. It's grown quite large of experts, such as the filmmaker himself is coming in from New Jersey to talk, as well as Matt Wilson from Susquehanna University's Freshwater Research Institute, Leslie Reich out of Lycoming College, Bobby Hughes from the Mine Reclamation Group, Jamie Schallenberger from the Susquehanna River Basin Commission, and Alana Jaco from Greenway Partnership. So they'll all be talking about and interacting with each other about this movie and why it matters to the Susquehanna River Basin and why the Clean Water Act has been instrumental in helping us with waterways.
Well, people don't have to go hear them talk. They could just hit your podcast one right after another. This is like the best of John Zaktansky's blog and podcasting that's going to be on that panel. But they are the best of the best. Those are the doers from Lycoming and Susquehanna, and of course the Susquehanna Greenway Partnership. We try to stay in touch with them. And so you want folks to go to this. Education and information and a little mobilization might be what happens.
Yeah, it would be great. Again, the first part of the day is free. We are we do have a ticket price for the Campus Theater portion of it in the afternoon, but we love families, scout groups, classrooms, all to come together, because it would be a great opportunity to interact with everyone, and then afterwards to have discussions amongst amongst family units and others about these type of topics and what people can be doing realistically in our area.
What to do? Yeah, what can I do to help? That's always a big question. All right, so that's the Clean Water Celebration coming up in October. The date again?
October 15th, and again in Lewisburg, starting at 10 a.m. and we'll be going strong into the afternoon with the movie. So,
and starting out in Huffnagel Park?
Yep, Huffnagel Park, right by the Campus Theater. It's all within a couple blocks of each other, which is great. So,
okay, fantastic. Okay, well, we'll definitely see you up there. We'll give that little push before the time comes. Flex your muscles, as in river muscles?
Yeah.
Invasive muscles, I assume?
Yeah, freshwater muscles versus flexing my own muscles, which is probably a good thing to check out. Freshwater muscles play an instrumental part in keeping our waterways clean. One freshwater muscle can filter up to 15 gallons of water a day in the river and take pollutants out and other concerns. So they're important to have, but a lot of people just don't realize they're there. There are certain species that are a concern, so we'll be going through all the myths and misconceptions when it comes to freshwater mussels, and we have Sean Reese from Bucknell University as the lead presenter for that, and he's been studying them for a very long time. So it'll be a great opportunity on the Hiawatha on September 27th, and that wraps up a very busy floating classroom program that we've had this summer.
All right. Well, fantastic. Yeah, Sean's a real doer over there. Hit the ground running. Relatively new professor there, taking over from some of the legacy professors that have been working on some of these topics for a long time. So Flex Your Muscles event is when?
It's September 27th from 10 to 11 a.m. on the Hiawatha. It's a one-hour cruise, and everyone will be floating, rotating between two levels of presentations during the cruise. So.
All right. Well, fantastic. Yeah, everybody might be wondering want to check that out. Now, you have a book club. Tell us about this, and you sort of have an initiative underway.
Yeah, our Nature Book Club meets every other month, and it actually predates me. Our board secretary, treasurer, Ann Fisher, has been keeping this program alive, and it's they look at a different nature-related book every time, and the one that coming up this month, at the end of this month, on September 26th, is called Up to Heaven and Down to Hell by Colin Jaralmack, and he's a professor that came down into Williamsport, lived there for, I think, about 10 months, and kind of got into the whole fracking industry aspect, talked to people who do fracking, talked to especially to landowners who signed over their rights to fracking companies to kind of better understand why they signed over those rights in certain circumstances, what were some of the benefits, what were some of the long-ranging issues or ripple effect of that. And so the book is interesting. It's locally written when it comes to that. There's numerous points when I read through it, I was like, wow, I know that person, or I know that area. It's neat to have a book that kind of makes us think about what's going on here locally, and I think it'll be a great discussion, especially since Colin has agreed to join the discussion as the author via Zoom. So we have an opportunity to either meet at our office for those who want to come in person, or to Zoom in and to talk during the discussion as well.
All right, and the book club, how many folks are participants on that on a regular basis?
It varies, around 10 to 12 regulars, but we've had some new faces pop in here and there. It depends on the book sometimes, and what the connection people have with certain books that we have. But anyone's welcome, and even if you haven't read the book, just to kind of sit in and get a feel of the group and to talk about the topics and stuff like that, it should be a lot of fun.
Yeah, Up to Heaven and Down to Hell, being kind of talked about in and around Lycoming County. It's not creating a big stir per se, but certainly talked about by a lot of folks and individuals. So, all right, well, fantastic. Songs of the Susquehanna 2 is out, so that's CDs available. Folks can go on your website and arrange for that purchase.
Yep. Yeah, you can check that out there, and there's numerous places you can find it in different areas to pick up. And we're on the verge of now collecting songs for Volume 3, which we'll be doing through the end of January. So for people who have a certain melody or theme in their mind that they'd love to get put to music about our waterways, start working on that and get it to us. That would be great.
Do you have any songs of the Susquehanna 2 in your truck?
Actually, I think I do, yeah.
Good. I have 20 bucks. I don't know what to do with, so I think we just met. Well, thank you so much for all you're doing. I know this is, you're not getting a gazillion dollars a year from this, but this is your career now, so thanks for devoting that to it and stepping into this and really just taking care of making sure that all this is brought up and talked about and educated and no child's left inside, as they say. So thanks for doing all of that.
Yeah, no, it's a great, it's one of those things, you don't do it for money, you do it because you want to leave a legacy for our kids and our grandkids and make sure they have clean water to enjoy and these resources to go out and jump in a kayak whenever they need to and just kind of get away from everything. And sometimes we think that that's always just going to be there, but it won't unless we, kind of work together and make a difference in what we do. So,
John Zaktansky, Middle Susquehanna River Keeper, MiddleSusquehannaRiverKeeper.org. Your email to reach you?
MidSusRiver@gmail.com.
All right. Well, I remember that. We've been listening to that for a long time, that particular email. So thank you so much for all you're doing, and thanks for coming in, MiddleSusquehannaRiverKeeper.org.